Every week on the Moth Podcast, real people tell their stories live on stage.
I burst into tears. And I wasn't sure if I was crying because I hadn't been kissed in a really long time or if I had just never been kissed like that before.
To hear fascinating, heartbreaking, and sometimes hilarious stories from astronauts, teachers, farmers, and people just like you, follow and listen to The Moth wherever you get your podcasts.
3:33, Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. It is Wednesday. It is toasty as well. What are we? 86. It's warm. It's warm. And as I mentioned, the humidity has dialed itself up a little bit. So that is also making you feel less than comfortable. You probably like a little bit of air conditioning in your car, right? The Better Business Bureau serving Central Virginia did a little something today all about cars. And this is one of those issues, I think, where questions come up all the time about trust and understanding in the auto industry. And I'm not surprised. My friend Barry Moore, who is the president and the CEO of the Better Business Bureau serving Central Virginia, said, let's do something on this. Let's get in front of this. And they did it today. I want to hear all about it. Barry, good afternoon, sir.
Hello, Jeff. How are you? What a great day to talk to you and your listeners. What a great day.
Oh, absolutely. Now, I'm doing well. I'm always thrilled to hear your voice. I want to hear what happened today over there at 100 East Shore Drive with this automobile discussion. What was it all about and how did it go?
Yeah. I'll tell you, I think the Better Business Bureau right here in Central Virginia did a first of its kind. Nobody's ever done a discussion like this. Listening to consumers, Jeff, we asked them questions and about automobile insurance, towing, detailing the car, servicing the car. Why go to a dealership, new car dealership versus independent? Why go to an accredited business versus non? What else do we do? New and used car dealerships. And I have to tell you, the questions and the answers were great. The insight was amazing. We put it on Facebook Live. And the hero of the whole side for the auto sector side, The only one that showed, unfortunately, and I don't consider it a bad thing, but Ernie Simopoulos from Haley Buick GMC gave all the answers. And every consumer in the room said, that's who we're going to do business with. So it was a great win for him to take his time. But all the rest of the sector, all the businesses out there are so, so busy. And they're accredited, and they couldn't take the time to listen to consumers. Jeez. We're going to do it again, and we're going to do it better.
Okay.
But, boy, it's the same thing I keep banging the head, saying, why are businesses not listening to the obvious? Yeah. And this was an amazing conversation.
Wow. That is amazing that the only person from the auto sector, that there's only one that shows up. And obviously, everybody knows you. You had a little bit of a relationship with Haley for a period of time.
I would say so.
Yeah. And, but that, boy, that says so much about them. My hat is off to them.
Yeah.
God bless them. That's great.
Well, I would say he took it like a man. He answered the question. He was great. He's such a professional.
Yeah.
But what it did, Jeff, when he left, the consumers in the room saying, what a disrespectful group of business owners. And, boy, that is eye-opening. The same people are going to all these other events, all these parties, all these cookouts, are not doing the obvious. And the Better Business Bureau screaming for this to help our community. And we're going to continue to do it. We didn't lose. Like Evie said, Barry, we did great.
Yeah.
And one showed up. That was awesome.
Yeah.
And we just got to do a better job getting people to listen to us. And the only way, Jeff, you've attended, you get it.
Oh, yeah.
And everybody leaves a raving fan of the BBB brand.
That's
We're
right.
a unique, one-of-a-kind brand. Nobody does what we do. We're a song. The money's a joke. And you don't need to do all these other companies that are saying, well, get accredited here. Get a seal here. We're doing the real work as a nonprofit.
That's
and
right.
with your help, by the way. Jeff Katz is a big, big instrument for us. So thank you.
Well, I appreciate that. I want to know what the consumers had to say. What were their concerns and questions, Barry?
Here's a big factory-trained technicians. That's what they want.
Okay.
They believe in factory-trained. They don't buy the gimmicks. They don't care about the nonprofit. gimmicks that people are doing. Come here for an oil change. We're going to donate money. Everybody in the room said the same thing. We don't care. We know we're paying for that. Just give us the best service, the best price. Stop the gimmicks. And, you know, I started them in Richmond back in 2001. It was me that started this. And then other companies followed.
Yeah.
And it was interesting. But it worked. It had a time and a place.
Okay.
Now it's over. People are hurting financially. They don't have the money, and they need great service for good parts and good service. And the other thing, Jeff, was OEM, original equipment, whether it's body shop work, and/or parts, oil change, filters and stuff. They didn't want the aftermarket brands that the independent shops are using. They want to buy original OEM parts. And they knew the difference. That was the funny part. The the group knew what we were talking about. Other things, you know, looking at BBB.org, not going to companies that are not BBB.org. A couple of used car dealers were mentioned. You know, the big national public company was mentioned that the service is not all that.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's a gimmick. So anyway, that was it. Insurance agents, two people answered the question. They want the cheapest insurance monthly. They don't care about the higher deductible, which I find shocking.
Yeah.
Because I was a farmer's insurance agent in Pittsburgh, and that was contrary to what people told me up there. But that was 4 years ago. Life continues to change. They hated the buying process to buy a car. They want to do the work online. They want to do the research, Jeff, and they want to get the answers before they walk in. And they don't want to play games in the dealership. They want to be in and out, whatever that means time-wise, but they don't want to play games. And they all perceive new car dealerships as well as used car dealerships as playing games.
Yeah.
So that was interesting also. So
that is fascinating. And that, well, I mean, I hate to say it, but that probably is the perception that the vast majority of people have. We've either experienced it, or somebody's told us about it, or we've seen a movie or a television show, and we know there's this or that. But it is about time. And one of the things that becomes clear, Barry, as you're talking about here, people value their time. Time is such a precious commodity. And if it means I'm paying $5 more on that premium each month, but I can do it in and out, if it means that when I go into the dealer is not giving me a song and a dance and saying, well, hold on, you sit here, I'm going to go in the back to the imaginary F&I guy, and then we're going to have a cup of coffee. You know what I mean?
It's like, look. Yes, you brought it up.
Yeah, I did the work. Here's how much the car should sell for. Is that what you're selling? If you're selling it for that, let's, you know, here's some money. Give me the keys. I'm out of here. I got a lunch.
Let's wrap it up. Yes, sir.
Wow. All right.
Great, Jeff. I'm pumped up so much on adrenaline because it was such a great event. It was such a great event. And I look at myself and I say, okay, I'm responsible. I'm the one that didn't bring people in. Well, I'm going to work harder at it. And we're going to, you know, work as a community to really get these conversations and start making more sense to help the for-profit companies that are accredited be different than their competitors that are not the same quality.
Exactly.
They could talk a great game, but they're all in it. When you get really down to it, if you can't become accredited for a couple dollars a month, that means you're really not concentrating. You're working on profit and not taking the time to learn what this brand is. And this brand is all about consumers.
That's right.
So if you want to branch out, that's what we're about, right? And you know that.
Yo, I know that firsthand. Better Business Bureau serving Central Virginia. Barry Moore is joining us. Barry, so you handle this one. This is a huge one, the car sector and consumers. What are you thinking next?
Yeah, I think we're going to go to, believe it or not, media. Buying the media. And the advertising agencies, the shock jocks, all the people out there. And where to go to get the people to listen to you and not give you ads from 20 years ago, $9.99 down, or these crazy ads that I used to go listen to the consultants, and they were not changing with the times. The younger market doesn't care anything about that.
Right.
They want trust, respect, and integrity. Yeah. And that's where, you know, again, over and over, the BBB has been doing it since 1912. But I think we're going to do the media. I was talking to somebody that attended today from Channel 6, and I talked to Jim. And I think we're going to go that direction. You know, the first one we did, I didn't tackle the car industry. I tackled something I thought was going to be harder, and that was the guys that home improvement, construction. Right. We had over 50 people here, Jeff. That was 3 weeks ago. That was an incredible, intense conversation, as intense as today. Yeah. And it was so, we walk out laughing. We always buy pizza. We don't ask for any money. We let people leave, and man, people are leaving excited. And nothing makes me feel better at this stage of my career. And I care so much about the Central Virginia, and I care about businesses. I care about the business owner, and I care about the employee. And the last thing I'll say, if you don't mind, employers attract, satisfy, retain the very best employees first, and then they get customers. Well, to satisfy and retain, we have families that are hurting out there. We've got parents going home, finding out their kids are addicted to something or being bullied, might be depressed, you know, God forbid, suicidal. And we're dealing with that as employers. And I had a gentleman here, Joe Crawley, from the Coleman Institute, mm-hmm. who just reopened, thank God. Yeah. It's right here. And he got a chance to speak, you know, to the consumers who work at a company saying, you know what, I got a program. Let me come in and talk to everybody before fentanyl makes it into your home, the kid's backpack, or into your spouse's life, because it's happening everywhere. And so it was refreshing. And Joe Crawley at Coleman, I would call him. Coleman's got a great program. They closed down. They reopened, thank goodness. And I think our community really needs it.
I love that. I love that. Now, what I will say, Barry, is that when you do the media stuff, let me know, because I absolutely want to come over to that. And I want to remind everybody while you're here, and you'll back me up, our radio factory here, we got a couple of radio stations, and we are, in fact, a Better Business Bureau accredited business, correct?
You are correct. And it starts with right from the top.
Yep.
So Bennett and all you guys have done, and Purcell, your team there, all start and end with that. So yeah. Kent, everybody over there.
Yeah.
We included, so it's great.
Yeah, we got a good solid team. We're always looking out for those people. And you know, here's the thing. And let me say this in closing to you, Barry. I don't understand a business that says I don't want to be accredited or doesn't come to one of these events because. The reality is that those businesses that are there that have these great conversations with the consumers, they're walking out with their own brand new book of business. God, you're just leaving money on the table. That doesn't make any sense to me.
Ernie called me today and got back to his store, and he called me and said, thank you. I learned so much, you know, and he's been doing it as long as I did it, if not longer, the car industry. And he thanked me and he goes, man, we should have done this a long time ago.
Yep.
So again, we're going to be Central Virginia is lighting fire. And it's the help of Jeff Katz. All seriousness, you are a brand champion at your company. I can't wait to get you more speeches and more conversation that you're going to lead here at the BBB. We got topics for the summer.
You're a good man. Listen, Barry, for folks that want to check stuff out, if you are a consumer saying, hey, I want to know if a business is accredited, I want to know about this, that, or the other. And if you're a business who is listening and finally saying, yeah, I really should do that, what's the best place for each of them to reach out to you?
It's all BBB.org. It's okay. Self-explanatory. It's so easy. BBB.org. You go into an application. We vet it. We make sure you qualify, you're who you say you are, and then you pay us a fee. And when you break it down, a lot of companies are so small, they're paying us less than $50 a month. So it's a steal.
Yeah.
And we've got other organizations in town trying to come up with new programs, new certifications and all. Hmm. Why? They must be looking to make their for-profits or a nonprofit. Just get with the program.
There you go.
And just come in, come visit me. Let me put my money where my mouth is, and 804-521-6940. I almost forgot the number. Thank you, Jeff, for your time.
You're the best. Thank you, my friend. That is Barry Moore. Barry is the president, the CEO over the Better Business Bureau serving Central Virginia. I don't know if you had a chance to watch it on the Facebook live cast earlier today, but couple of hours, I think it was 10 to noon, I popped in, and I got Julia duty this week and next week, so I'm not as focused as I ordinarily would be, if you will, but what a great conversation, and I'm...
History That Doesn't Suck is a legit, hard-hitting American history podcast told through entertaining stories. As we approach America's 250th anniversary, now might be the time to go back and learn how we got here. With more than 200 episodes, you can binge your way, decade by decade, defining event to defining event, from the founding into the 20th century. Join me, Professor Greg Jackson, for History That Doesn't Suck, an Odyssey podcast, available on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm shocked. Shocked that only one industry rep showed up. That's sad. Man, we gotta step up the game. Everybody. And if you are a business and you have not sought out Better Business Bureau accreditation, I'm telling you, you are, if nothing else, you are leaving a boatload of money on the table. Seriously. People reach out to the BBB first. I told you about my dad. My dad never bought anything, never got a service without checking it out with a Better Business Bureau first. And it's so much easier now. It's so much easier with a click here and a click there. And also, no offense to the like the Angie List or Craigslist or Yelps or what have you. I trust BBB. Always had. Anyway, all right, that's my preaching for the day. Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRBA.
Hey, y'all. Poodle and Maddie here from Reality Gaze. Grab your favorite thong, because for the first time, we're heading to the villa for the new season of Love Island USA.
I can't wait to watch Ariana babysit these shiny, oiled-up adults who I'm pretty sure aren't there for the right reasons.
From the home-wrecking bombshells to the absolute wreckage of movie night.
Pull up a daybed and join us every Wednesday for all the Love Island USA drama.
Find Reality Gaze wherever you get your podcasts.